Hey, this is the AMSOIL dealer training call for Monday, October 20th, 2014. Appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. If you haven't had a chance to listen to last week's call with the Bell Teleconference, that is up on the dealer training website. I hope you also had a chance to check out the AMSOIL or the Sparks Team AMSOIL Dealer Top 10 areas. We're starting a new campaign here for dealers on our team that are busy working at their businesses, and we're going to do the top 10 of each AMSOIL dealer with commissions, and this shows up on a report that we have. And so we get a commission report every single month, and I'm going to go through that and list the top 10 AMSOIL commissions, the top 10 AMSOIL commission credits for personal, and then the top 10 in your group commission credits. And this is a variety of things. You know, obviously the person that earns the most income is that's obviously a sign, but then a person that has personal commission credits is able to do a lot of things with their own business. And then group commission credits is dealers that are sponsoring and training dealers and their team to build their businesses. So, and then obviously we'll have the top direct jobbers in our team for that month that have qualified for the direct jobber positions. So go check that out. I'm going to be listing that every single month as it comes out on the 15th of each month. So it's called the AMSOIL Top Dealer List, and for which month it's on. It's right there on the AMSOIL Dealer Training site, which is www.accountdirect.lubedirect.com. If you just go to lubedirect.com and you scroll down and click on the dealer training site from there as well. So tonight we're going to talk about sales. Sales. Everyone's in sales, no matter what they do. Maybe they're selling products like we are, or maybe they're selling themselves. Anyone who has ever asked someone out on a date or had a job interview was basically selling themselves. So if you talk to somebody or you don't think you're in sales, you get out of bed every morning and take a shower and comb your hair and put on clean clothes, you're selling something to somebody, and you might not think of it that way, but we're all in sales. We're all trying to make impressions on other people, and in our AMSOIL businesses, obviously, it's a fact. You have to sell our products to someone else in order to earn a commission, so we definitely are in sales. Learning sales skills can make a big impact on your business as well as your personal life. And sales is a process, and I have several tapes I've listened to over the years. I really like Tom Hopkins. He's an international sales trainer, and he uses a system called NEADS, N-E-A-D-S, and that's an acronym. And this acronym allows you to then go through a process when you find a prospect and you find out what their needs are. And so you'll do it through asking questions. You'll find out what they're using now of the type of product that you're or service that you're selling. What are they using now? So that's what N stands for. E is enjoy. What does the customer enjoy about the product they're using now? You have to ask that because if you don't know, you might offend them, and you don't want to tell them that, you know, they're using the wrong product, even though they're enjoying that aspect of the product. A stands for alter, and alter is what would they like to alter or change what they're doing now, what they don't like about the product or service that they're doing now. D stands for decision maker, and when you start prospecting someone in order to make a sale, you might be talking to a company or you might be talking to an individual, but are they the decision maker? If they're not, you need to find out if they're involved with making the decision or if they can put you in touch with the decision maker, but D stands for decision maker. And then service. Service is what can our products do to provide a better service to the customer. And after asking these questions, then you'll be able to formulate in your mind on how you can best approach selling AMSOIL products to a customer by learning how our products are better, or you know what the person is looking for, if they want to have less downtime or save money, extended drain intervals, or what have you, be able to then curtail your presentation in that aspect. There's a couple things before getting started. In selling, you have two things. One's called prospecting. The other one is called qualifying. When you prospect a customer, you'll be able to hold on a second. I'm going to put this thing on mute. So part of the sales process, you're prospecting for customers, and we've talked about this on the calls before, and that's basically casting a wide net. And once you get in front of a customer or connect with them and maybe a networking event or maybe connect with them online, your next step is to qualify them. Are they qualified to purchase our products? Are they an ideal customer for you? I've been to many shows, and the person might not even have a vehicle, and he's over here talking about AMSOIL. He's not a qualified person, doesn't own any vehicles, or he might be some, 12-year-old kid that just wants a sticker. He obviously doesn't have the capacity to purchase AMSOIL products, and if maybe you have to go back up to the needs thing, and you have to find the decision maker, which is probably the parrot in that scenario. So you want to qualify your customers, and qualifying a commercial account. You want to find out, are they the decision maker? Are they looking for new products? Or would they like to save money? If they're not interested in those things, you just thank them and tell them, have a nice day. They're not a qualified customer, and so forth. One of the AMSOIL, when you go in and take a T1 test, one of the booklets is called Features and Benefits. And I suggest everybody to go into the dealer zone. If you don't have the business manual, go into the AMSOIL dealer zone and click on the training tab. In the training tab, you'll find where it talks about the T1 certification program. And then you can click on the booklets and pull up the booklet that talks about features and benefits. I read that thing periodically because it really has a lot of good content on helping you with sales in your AMSOIL business. And I'll give you here the G number for it here real quick. It is G1309, Product Features and Benefits. And you can pull that up. It's in a PDF, and read through that if you haven't read it in a little while. It's a good refresher. There's a lot of information. Take some notes on, different features and benefits of the AMSOIL products. But in that features and benefits brochure, it says in there, features tell and benefits sell. And so customers they buy based on emotion, and they back their decisions up with facts. So they want to know what this thing will do for them. What's the benefit for me? And then the features, the facts, is what then backs up the benefits. So learning those facts about AMSOIL is great. Our products, pour down to 60 below zero. Of course, that wouldn't be a big selling feature in Florida, but up north in Wisconsin, Minnesota, New York, what have you, that's excellent. Feature, but the benefit of that is that your car will start at 20 below zero because AMSOIL is flowing at 60 below zero. So that's the benefit of the customer, and it goes through that in that brochure. Again, that's the G1309 Product Features and Benefits. Again, go to the training tab and then click on T1 certification, and then you can pull up all the manuals there. The next thing up is telling stories. And if you can get in front of a prospect and you've got them qualified, and then you find out what kind of equipment they have or what have you, if you can relate to them in a way that you can tell a story, and it might not be your own story. It might be a secondhand story. It might be a something you read, a testimonial on a website or what have you. Telling a story about how the product worked for someone else or how it worked for you personally is always a great way to build that rapport with your customer And the more stories you can then have, and obviously personal stories yourself where you really were able to use the product, that does twofold thing. It obviously engages that customer, but then it also proves that you're using the products and you're happy with them and everything. So that's always a good thing, is if you can have personal stories on products. And obviously the only way to do that is to use the products yourself. Now you don't have to go out and buy a boat to have to be able to use the marine products. You might have, you know, if you're not into boats, but you know, using some of the products like the grease or the performance improver, obviously engine oil, and putting it in your vehicles and the equipment you already have, you're going to have plenty of personal testimonials and stories that you'll be able to use with prospects as you get in front of those people. So another thing is follow up. That's part of the sales process, and there's many facts out there that you know, the average sale takes between 5 and 12 touches to a customer. They've got to see your logo between 10 to 12 times. They've got to you've got to send them information or get in touch with them or call them at least 5 or 6 times before you even make a sale. Not everybody buys on the first contact. And I don't have the statistics of that in front of me, but following up, and the better you become at that, the more sales you'll make. What sets us apart, what sets you apart from everyone else, is how you can create a relationship and how well you follow up. And I don't believe anybody's perfect at this, and we all need practice. So, I lose touch with customers, and I think, man, I should have touched back with that guy sooner or whatever. And you know, sometimes you learn a lesson, and it's sometimes a hard lesson. I've had it happen many a time where I stopped into a retail on the shelf place and made connections and said, okay, I need to go back. And maybe I went back a month instead of 2 weeks. I walked back in there, and guy's already set up with AMSOIL, and I can't do anything about that. And you just have to say, well, I'm going to do better the next time. So get better at following up. Again, after listening to Tom Hopkins, he talks about using notes, written notes and cards is essential to follow up and to create a relationship with customers. Joe Girard is billed as in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's greatest salesman. Used to send hundreds of thank you cards out each day. I think he actually had a team of people he paid to send these cards out to his customers, asking for referrals, thanking for business, touching base with somebody, sending somebody a birthday card, sending them an anniversary card on the anniversary of when they became your customer. That's an interesting way to do something. So it's just one way to follow up. Another thing in sales that I think can get a lot of people in trouble, if you don't know the answer, don't tell a lie. So always tell the truth. Never tell your prospect a lie. If you get caught up in this lie, you'll never make a sale to them. It'll be over at that point. So if you don't know the answer to a question, get back to them later. You can always get back to them with the correct answer and discuss it with your sponsor, your DJ, with AMSOIL technical department, with the regional sales manager. Say, you know, I don't know the answer to that question right now. Let me get your information, and I'll contact you tomorrow after I get the answer. And that customer will appreciate that. They'll also appreciate the fact that you did get back with them. Of course, that gives you another reason to touch base with them. So that's, again, a twofold process as well. Handling objections. This can be a difficult thing, especially for AMSOIL dealers that are very passionate about their products and they're very confident our products work as well as they do. And it can be frustrating because, you know, people, you know, well, I'm never going to use a synthetic oil because it's, you know, it does this and that, and I've heard this, and you know, they've heard myths about synthetic oil or heard a story that somebody used AMSOIL and something happened. And so they get this objection, and you have to really get good at handling that and not get frustrated. There's a couple of different ways to do it. You can, and when you're making a presentation to somebody and they say, well, what about this? You can say, well, you know, can I finish talking about what I was talking about? Handle that objection at the end of my presentation. So it's kind of changing the subject a little bit, and maybe they'll forget about it. So that's one way. If you don't like the objection, you know, hey, it's too expensive, and say, well, I'll handle that at the end. Let me finish my presentation and talking about that. Is that okay? And they'll say, yeah, sure, okay, and keep going. If they just won't quit on their objection, you obviously have to handle that. And I always say, if I answer this question, is that, will that allow you to want to buy our products? And if they say, well, yeah, I'll buy. If you can answer that question, I'll buy the products. And do your best to answer that question or that objection. So don't get into a so-called pissing match with people and arguments with people that think they have to be right. If they're going to object to something, handle it with confidence, but don't let them get you flustered. Some people just get they have fun making other people flustered, and don't let that fluster you. So that's one thing there. You know, I could always say, you know, Mr. Prospect, if I show you that these products are actually less expensive, would you be interested in purchasing? And then they'll say, well, yeah, I'd buy if you can show me how it's less expensive. And then you go through the process of showing them how it's less expensive. I think a lot of dealers forget to ask for the sale. They present our information, they give information, they follow up, but they never ask for the sale, or they never ask to get them registered as a customer. And closing the sale, the only way to do that is to ask for the sale. It doesn't matter, you know, if they even say no. So I think people are afraid to ask for that sale is because they're afraid the person is saying no. I always say, hey, let's get started. How many drums you want today? And they'll say, well, I don't need drums. I just need a case, or I just need a few gallons. Now they're saying they want to buy your product, so you're getting closer to that sales process. So using your closing techniques, so that you can look this up on the Internet and Google closing techniques. A lot of these sales trainers have whole sections on the close and asking for the sale and so forth. Always remember when qualifying, it's smart to help the customer decide which type of account is best for them, not what's best for you as the dealer. It's what makes or what makes you the most profit in the short term. It's what's the best type of account for the customer in the long run. And if you do that right the first time, they'll always, you know, they'll be a long-time customer. If, you know, you're just looking for the quick buck, you may shoot yourself in the foot down the road. Referrals. You know, I think we all have to work harder on asking for referrals. I know I don't probably ask for as many as I should, and it's just something we forget about. You have a happy customer, and if you have a good relationship with them, 90% of the time, they'd be glad to give you somebody's information, maybe another commercial account that they do business with, or maybe another preferred customer that they know that might, you know, they've talked about it. And as you build a relationship with your customer, you work them up. They call the loyalty ladder. They become an evangelist for AMSL products. They're going to tell somebody about it. You want them to tell them to contact you, not to go to the AMSL website. So you want to ask for referrals. Hey, you run into somebody you think would like to use AMSL products, or, you know, if you're selling to motorcycle people, hey, who else do you know that ride? Do you ride with other people? Do you know other people that ride motorcycles? Yeah, I mean, me and Jim, we run all the time. Hey, can I give him a call sometimes and see if he might be interested in AMSL? And I got to say, yeah, he'd probably be interested and give you his information. So, you know, you ask, who do you know? And I've asked this even while I'm doing the sales pitch. Who do you know that wants to save money? Or who do you know that would like to make extra money as an AMSL dealer? And sometimes the person will say, well, hey, I might be interested in that. I might be that person. So if it's not them, they might know somebody. So I ask, who do you know? That's one of my good ones that I use all the time. And so just get in the habit of asking for referrals, and you'd be surprised how your business will grow. Some last thoughts on from Tom Hopkins. I'm going to read this out. In analyzing people who are most successful in persuading, convincing, or selling others on their ideas or products or services, Tom Hopkins found 10 characteristics that appear to be common among them, And this list may apply to you now. If it doesn't, and you want to learn some of these are all learnable skills. So here, number one is a burning desire to prove something to someone. A professional in any type of business has a strong reason for wanting to succeed. And the reason, so just have a burning desire. That's one thing. An interest in others. Be interested in other people. If it's all about you, other people are going to know that it's all about you, and it's going to put them off. But if you're truly interested in other people and making those people's lives better, you're going to be successful in business. And you need to draw other people out. You want to bring them along your way of thinking, type of thing. Confidence and strength. And confidence just comes with practice. So professionals radiate confidence and strength in the way they walk and talk and their overall presence. They have good posture. They wear, they're dressed well. They use positive body language. And if you're not sure this is you, ask someone to evaluate your confidence. And just remember, the more you do something, the more confident you're going to get at. The more knowledge you have, the more reading, the more listening, the more using the products, the more confidence you're going to have. So confidence and strength, that's number three. Number four, empathy. Balance your own personal ego and a need for success with warm and sincerity. Your sincere interest in the happiness of the people you come in contact with creates bonds of trust that will allow you to serve not only your prospects, but their friends, relatives, and acquaintances that will be referred to you. So have empathy with with your customers. Focus on goals. That's number five. If you're serious about your business, you should set goals and put them in writing. It's been said numerous times, put your goals in writing. Know exactly what you're striving for and when you expect to accomplish it. Know how your future will look. Paint your future. You want to paint a future, what my life is going to look like if I accomplish this in 3 years, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and you'd be surprised how it plays out. It's really an amazing tool to focus on goals. Persistence, and this is a trait that it's hard because in sales, you get one time and people tell you no 10 times and you get beat down and you get into a slump or what have you. But if you're persistent, you'll take steps towards achieving goals, and you'll rely on proven systems. You'll learn something new that will allow you to go out there and be persistent and go and keep going and find more customers everywhere you go. Enthusiasm through difficult situations. And this is, you can't be Eeyore, oh my God, the world's going to end. You got to be enthusiastic, even if it's a difficult situation. So the past can't be changed and the future can't be controlled. So you must live today doing the best you can to make each day accomplishment and fulfillment. When you enter into a difficult situation that's difficult, draining your enthusiasm, lay it out clearly in your mind or on paper, then step back and let your emotions shift to normal. Then take another look at the situation with a clear head. You'll be pleasantly surprised. In most cases, it really isn't as bad as you thought. Just get through something and remain positive. Number eight, a positive attitude. Keep yourself in a positive shell. Avoid jealousy, gossip, anger, negative thinking. Don't allow negativity to steal your energy. It takes more energy to be negative than it does to be positive. So just remember that. And understanding that people can come from, that people come before money. It's very hard to think about this, but help enough people get what they want, you will have everything you want. That's been said, Napoleon Hill or somebody, Jim Rohn or whatever. But an understanding that people come before money. The money will come if you know enough people. You know, help enough people get what they want, you'll have everything you want. And number 10, an investment in your mind. Business professionals are lifelong learners, and there's just no other way. You got to read the books, listen to the audio, video, and there's so much nowadays. You know, you had to get tapes and put them in your car and all this stuff, and you can just put stuff on YouTube, download it onto your phone. There's free podcasts. There's email newsletters. There's so much free stuff out there. go through all that. Free books, free ebooks on sales and motivation and whatever you want to learn. So be a lifelong learner. And lastly, I'm going to talk about some of my favorite personal sales trainers. Number one, Tom Hopkins. You go to www.TomHopkins.com. He wrote the book, How to Master the Art of Selling. Brian Tracy, another favorite. Lots of information from Brian Tracy all over the Internet. www.BrianTracy.com. One of his quotes, remember that people buy solutions to their problems, not products or services. In fact, as a salesperson, you are a problem finder rather than a vendor. And also, be problem-focused. The very best salespeople in every field are extremely problem-focused. They practice their questions over and over again until their questions are perfect and they have a real impact on the thinking of the prospect. And the last one that has a lot of information and has written a lot of easy-to-understand and read books is Jeffrey Gitomer, G-I-T-O-M-E-R. Jeffrey Gitomer, and you can go to www.Gitomer.com. He's got a lot of books. He's got one that's called, and also when you go to Gitomer.com, you can click on his thing. It's called Sales Caffeine, and he sends out a daily sales email that you can read, and it has a lot of information. But some of the books that Jeffrey Gitomer has written, Little Red Book of Sales Answers, 99.5 Real World Answers That Make Sense and Make Sales and Make Money, The Little Red Book of Selling, 12.5 Principles of Sales Greatness. I've got both of those. Another one I like, The Sales Bible. Another one I read, Little Black Book of Connection, 6-Point Assets for Networking Your Way to Rich Relationships. And there's the Little Platinum Book of Cha-Ching, 32.5 Strategies to Ring Your Own Cash Register of Business and Personal Success. These are nice little books. There might be not even a half. They might be 100 pages or whatever, but there's a lot of information in them, and they're really well written. So go to Jeffrey Gitomer and check out some of his information. Over the years, I've read many books, listened to many tapes and CDs and audio programs on learning how to become better at selling. It's still a lifelong process. And when it gets right down to it, becoming more comfortable, more confident, and a better communicator will make your sales easier, they'll be faster, and it'll be more fun. So take charge of your business. Learn how to become a better salesperson. With that, everyone, I hope everyone had enjoyed the call. And anybody have any questions on sales or any techniques or tips that they'd like to share?
No, just one thing, Michael. Years ago I heard when you argue with a jackass, you can't tell who the jackass is. So that's one thing I learned. I don't argue with anybody. I show them the facts, you know. And I say, you know, sometimes, depending on the mood I am, if I know a guy's a real jackass, and we got plenty of these New York know-it-alls, you know, I said, look, pal, anybody with half a brain could read this literature, okay, and know who's got the best oil out there. Case closed, you know. Okay, and then they hit me with, well, I believe. I don't care what you believe. I believe I'm 7 foot tall, and I play for the Harlem Globetrotters. That doesn't make it so, you know. Facts are facts, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, not arguing with somebody and not leaving a bad taste in their mouth. I think people have long memories and you just never know the world, even though there's billions of people, it seems like you in a small circle, you run into the same people over and over again. And, you know, they might be not educated today, but, you know, maybe one of their friends, you know, used AMSOIL and rode a motorcycle for 5 miles with no oil in it, and now they're a believer, and the next time they run into you, they want to buy the product. So I always try to, you know, not get into a pissing contest with anybody if you can help it. It's hard sometimes, but, you know, definitely don't do it. So appreciate it, John. Anybody else have any tips or comments?
Michael?
Yeah.
This is Mark in Houston. I just want to say that the AMSOIL magazine Just looking at the common questions that the tech services get is in the magazine this week, this month.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, gee, how many times have you heard those questions? But, you know, just having a good answer is certainly the right way to go.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. I mean, the AMSOIL magazine, if you're not looking this thing over several times, that's a good point, Mark. Appreciate that. But there's a lot of information. Rob Stenberg's one of the great sales trainer motivators. Always got great content in there. The weekly sales blog from the AMSOIL regional sales managers. Watch the video, read the blog. That's all great sales information. So to get better at sales, you know, study some of these other people that have been really successful at it. So appreciate it, Mark.
All right.
One last comment or question or anything like that before we close tonight?
I just say, similar to what you said, Mike, just if you're a problem solver, like I know in a personal experience recently, there was a trucking fleet that had some problems with their emission systems with the ISX Commons and a variety of things like that. And they were way more open to try something because they had a problem. And the opening product we could enter with was the diesel injector clean. And that should work quite well. But.
Exactly. You know, if you can solve their problem, they'll be your customers forever. And I have a, VF Jeans Wears company makes Wrangler jeans and Jordache or whatever, but I went in there and solved the problem with their air compressors, and to this day, they're still buying air compressor oil from me, and this is since 2001. I buy like two drums a year, but I solved the problem, you know, like 12, 13 years ago, and they're still buying it from me, and I haven't had to do much with it since. They're locked in, and I thank them for their business, you know, it's been a great relationship. So good stuff. Appreciate it. With that, I hope everybody has a great night, and happy selling, and enjoy your week, okay? Good night.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Good night.